In this bulletin, Australia's internal borders could be lifted as soon as Christmas. Newly re-elected Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk promises to lead a state economic revival. And Australian cycling's two biggest annual events will not go ahead in 2021. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Australia's internal borders could be lifted as soon as Christmas if states maintain low numbers of coronavirus cases. It comes as the country recorded no new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 for the first time in 5 months. With the holiday season fast approaching, there has been a push for a national bubble to allow for unrestricted interstate travel. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says greater travel is a possibility.
As confidence is built, we want to see those borders opened as quickly as possible. I think there are no Commonwealth decisions and no AHPPC or the medical expert decisions as to the closure of internal borders in Australia.
Newly re-elected Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has promised to lead an economic revival of Queensland post-pandemic. Ms. Palaszczuk has made history over the weekend, becoming the only woman to win a third term in office in Australia. Labor is on track to return to power with a majority government in Queensland. The party could hold as many as 52 seats in the 93-seat state parliament.
We'll be rolling up our sleeves, getting back to work and starting on the budget. I promise Queenslanders that we will deliver a budget before Christmas, and if that means working right up until Christmas, we will.
Community groups are calling for all language groups to be included in the federal government's new mental health campaign. Costing $10 million, the How's Your Head Today campaign aims to help Australians cope with the impacts of the pandemic, recognise mental health warning signs, and seek help. It will be translated into 15 different languages, including Italian, Vietnamese, Korean, Hindi, Turkish, and Greek. Commissioner from the Victorian Multicultural Commission, Dr. Judy Tang, says those languages are a good start.
Hopefully that information will come out, but I'm sure, as you know, within Victoria in itself, we have over 200 languages, and one in five people actually speak a language other than English at home. So certainly it's a great start, but I hope there's definitely much more to come, and we actually will see something come out of it from all of this.
If you or someone you know are experiencing mental health issues, contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. United States President Donald Trump has visited 5 swing states just days ahead of the US election. Mr. Trump rallied voters on Sunday in Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Democratic candidate Joe Biden is focusing on Pennsylvania, which is likely to play a crucial role in Tuesday's election. A high number of early voters, a record 92 million, reflects intense interest in the contest. At least 4 people have been killed and thousands have fled after Typhoon Goni hit the Philippines. The super typhoon had maximum sustained wind speeds of 225 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 310 kilometers per hour. The strongest storm of the year has ripped off roofs, toppled trees, and triggered flash floods. Evacuee Jacqueline Almaquera says she is concerned about the temporary living conditions.
We are scared. Our fears are doubled. The people here are mixed, unlike when you're at home, safe and don't go out. Here, you interact with other evacuees and we still have COVID-19.
Australian cycling's two biggest annual events have been removed from the 2021 calendar due to coronavirus. Adelaide's Tour Down Under and Victoria's Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race have both been cancelled. Organisers say soaring coronavirus numbers in the Northern Hemisphere and the late end to the 2020 cycling season make the events impossible. The cancellations include the women's races and support events. It will be the first time the Tour Down Under has not gone ahead since it started in 1999, while the Cadell Evans one-day race started in 2015. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showery 2, possible storm, 21 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, sunny and 25. Hobart, cloudy, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, partly cloudy, 21. Newcastle, possible early shower, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, much the same, 34. And Darwin, sunny, 35. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.